The Fifth Discipline, author Peter M. Senge. Why is it a business classic? The Fifth Discipline by Peter Senge was initially published in 1990, and it was widely received and recognized as one of the most influential business books. In 1997, the book was identified by Harvard Business Review as one of the seminal management books. It is a best-selling classic that helped revolutionize the concept of organizational and group work, the learning organization. Naturally, human beings are all learners. The learning process is continuous and occurs throughout the lifetime of a person. Learning is a key pillar that determines the success or failure of an organization. The manner in which an organization taps into people's will and ability to learn determines the organization's success. In 1903, the Wright brothers illustrated the ability for mankind to fly. However, it took 30 years for the invention to be applied for use, making it an innovation. The five components that were required for a plane to successfully fly were codependent on each other, such that it would not be possible if the engineering did not achieve each. These five component technologies can be interpreted to five disciplines of learning organizations. A discipline is the path of development taken in order to achieve a certain level of proficiency or skill set. It does not necessarily relate to a form of punishment or strict discipleship along some set of rules. Through discipline, one is able to learn every day in their life, as is required for success. Building the learning organization. A person needs to look within themselves and find a vision towards what they want to achieve. One begins by harnessing the creative tension to understand the gap between the goals and the reality. This then enables the creation of a vision and a clear path towards achieving the vision. The illusion of inability to impact a situation should be cut so that you are able to work towards solving problems effectively. Disciplines of the learning organization. 1. Personal mastery. Mastery is the continuous development of skills that enable achievement of a vision through focus of one's energy. It is an important discipline of organizational learning that allows career growth and excellence. Mastery is a key factor that is required for a learning organization. All disciplines require that you master them to guarantee success. In an organization, personal mastery is instilled when one does something that is not imposed on them, but rather a job they are passionate about. Mastery enables a person to exploit all things in their environment to achieve their visions. As a result, the person develops a constant balance through integration of reason and intuition. People enjoy the learning organization in a team. Being aware of the role one plays in achieving the greater vision brings compassion and eventually a great commitment to their work. 2. Mental models. These are the unconscious beliefs and perceptions that people have on the way the world works. The presumptive images make us conclude things, such as one's personality, depending on the way they dress. In organizational learning, the ability of the people to identify the mental models enables an understanding of how they think, and through proper communication, they're able to influence others through their thinking. The mental models that we have create a perception on all images that one understands. For example, the image that people cannot be trusted due to their dress code. It has been scientifically proven through mental representation, which can be used to understand the mental models that we hold. The leadership role that a person plays should be improved through the mental models implemented. 3. Building a shared vision. A shared vision is an important discipline that enables people to create plans to achieve a specific goal that they share in the future. It increases commitment among the team members as they work towards a common goal with the will to be successful. A shared vision is usually a product of building a personal vision. This is because if the personal vision and shared vision do not concur, you may work to hinder success of the vision set for you. An organization is required to create a vision that is concrete and relatable to the goals of all the teams in all departments. You need to master the way of overcoming the obstacles that you face. The obstacles are a result of constant belief in being in the state of powerlessness. 4. Team learning. Team learning is the ability of team members to communicate effectively, discussing how work is done without any assumptions. Proper communication is the main ingredient for a successful team, and a team is the building unit that defines the success of an organization. Through team learning, the organization is able to achieve more. In an organization, a team is the basic unit that spurs success of a project or any vision. Like in many other applications, teamwork is important for the job to be successful. A special kind of bond that is within a team is the engine that drives them to success. As Bill Russell states in his book, By Design and By Talent, The success they achieved was based on the way they worked together. Organizational learning is of great importance compared to individual learning, although it is also good. In most cases, it does not necessarily translate to organizational learning. The fifth discipline, systems thinking. It is vital that the five disciplines develop as an ensemble. This is challenging because it's much harder to integrate new tools than apply them separately, but the payoffs are immense. This is why systems thinking is the fifth discipline. It is the discipline that integrates the disciplines, fusing them into a coherent body of theory and practice. It keeps them from being separate gimmicks or the latest organizational change fads. Without a systemic orientation, there is no motivation to look at how disciplines interrelate. By enhancing each of the other disciplines, it continually reminds us that the whole can exceed the sum of its parts. This is a framework of knowledge that has been developed to help people understand the way the daily activities are interconnected, leading to different results. Systems thinking involves the view of situations cognitively, as a cycle. The laws of the fifth discipline. 1. Today's problems come from yesterday's solutions. The problems you face today are the result of the mistakes you made previously. It is prudent checking the cause of your problems to look at the solutions to mistakes you made in the past. This view of a situation will help in changing the mental model. 2. The harder you push, the harder the system pushes back. For every action, there's an opposite reaction. Therefore, do not keep the mindset of trying harder. Simply change the view of the situation in order to identify the problem. 3. Behavior grows better before it grows worse. Behavior could develop to a character. You may start with low-leverage behaviors that serve to solve short-term problems or make short-lived impressions, but this could turn back to haunt you in the long run. The main problem that this brings is the constant piling of a cycle of problems. You simply delay the problem rather than solve it. The principle of leverage. The bottom line of systems thinking is leverage. Seeing where actions and changes in structures can lead to significant, enduring improvements. Often, leverage follows the principle of economy of means, where the best results come not from large-scale efforts, but from small, well-focused actions. Our non-systemic ways of thinking are so damaging specifically because they consistently lead us to focus on low-leverage changes. We focus on symptoms, where the stress is greatest. We repair or ameliorate these symptoms. But such efforts only make matters better in the short run, at best, and worse in the long run. It's hard to disagree with the principle of leverage, but the leverage in most real-life systems, such as most organizations, is not obvious to most of the actors in those systems. They don't see the structures underlying their actions. The purpose of the system's archetypes, such as limits to growth and shifting the burden, is to help see those structures and thus find the leverage, especially amid the pressures and cross-currents of real-life business situations. It is important for a person to have the ability to identify the leverage. The leverage is the fundamental pillar of understanding systems thinking. A sixth discipline? The five disciplines now converging appear to comprise a critical mass. They make building learning organizations a systematic undertaking, rather than a matter of happenstance. But there will be other innovations in the future. If the airline analogy is apt, perhaps one or two developments, emerging in seemingly unlikely places, will lead to a wholly new discipline that we cannot even grasp today.